What's up, everyone? Eddie Mercado here, and I'm about to interview Josh Copeland, the Cuddly Bear, ahead of his World Series of Fighting 31 heavyweight title shot against Blagoy Ivanov. Should be a very exciting match. It's always fun when the big guys go at it. So we're going to talk to him, talk about how his training's been going, where he's been training, who he's training with, what his diet's like, and his thoughts on his opponent. So yeah, let's go ahead and give him a call and see what he has to say.
Hello, this is Josh.
Mr. Copeland, how you doing, sir? This is Eddie Mercado.
How are you, buddy?
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm blessed.
I like that. It's a good answer. That's a good answer. So yeah, you got a big fight on your hands. You're
Yeah,
going
I do.
for a world title. How does that feel?
Oh, dude, it is awesome. I can't wait, honestly.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be exciting. It's going to be Mashantucket, Connecticut at the Foxwoods Casino. Have you ever been up there before?
I have not. That's another reason I'm excited to go. Furthest I've been is DC back in ninth grade, so that'd
Okay.
be fun to, check out new territory.
Yeah, it's really nice up there. It's a huge place too. I mean, it's so easy to get lost in there. But
Wow.
yeah, so you were the RFA champion, so you have won a title before. So this is nothing new. This isn't your first time scheduled for five rounds. So let's talk about your training. Who exactly are you training with nowadays? Where are you training?
Man, I'm doing my striking out of Grudge.
Okay, with Trevor Whitman.
Yes, sir. Doing
Okay.
striking there, and then I've been doing my jiu-jitsu with 303 Training Center, with Tony Boselli there. I've been doing my strength and conditioning with Warren Landau. And then I've just started coming up, getting some work in with Ryan Schultz. Just working on wrestling and trying to,
Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
fill in some holes, so.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. That's the name of the game, improving, getting better, coming back stronger.
That's
Okay,
right.
so I want to ask you this. What are your thoughts about the UFC and how they've been cutting heavyweights as of late? Even though the heavyweight division is one of the thinnest divisions, they cut Jared Rosholt and guys like yourself. So what is your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean they cut Sean Jordan too, which I was really shocked with. That's I honestly don't know what to say. Or I mean, I can understand why they cut me. I'm not a fool. That's, you can't go in there and lose two fights and expect to keep a job. So I completely understand that, but definitely Sean Jordan and Rochelle with their winning records, those were definitely blindside shots to me.
Yeah, for sure. A lot of people were a bit surprised. So, I mean, did you leave in good standing with them? How's your relationship with the UFC? Is it still open? Like you could go back possibly in the future?
I mean, as far as I know, I mean that's my relationship was basically between my manager and I, and he just called me one day and just told me, hey, they got you, blah blah blah. And, I mean, I haven't said anything, or I don't see a reason why they wouldn't like me. So I mean, I can understand fighting wise. I gotta get better grappling so I have more confidence to be able to go in striking wise, but I'm still pretty new to the sport and still continuing to learn, and I want to grow every time,
Yeah, I mean, you've only been in the game for 4 years now. You've been fighting since 2012, so I mean, that's really not long at all, especially to be where you are. Now,
Yes, sir.
so you've had one fight in the World Series of Fighting. You have that under your belt. Now, what's your contract like? Is it a fight to fight basis, or is it a multi-fight deal, or how is that laid out exactly?
No, it was a 4-fight deal.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was but my fight in March wasn't, it was the World Series card, mm-hmm. but I wasn't fighting for World Series. I was fighting for the promotion Sparta Combat League that was co-hosting with World Series.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, so this will actually be my first fight. Actually, for World Series.
Okay, so this is the first fight on your contract.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, what are your goals and your aspirations with the World Series of Fighting? You know, obviously, you're already up for a title shot. I mean, what else would you like to get done?
Man, I've seen what World Series has done for Justin Gaethje. You know, and that's him and I are good friends, and. Man, just it's definitely changed his life. And, you know, and anyone who trains, you know, especially at this level, knows the wear and tear that it does for on your body. You know, and I mean, honestly, my biggest goal right now is to, you know, to have something to show for with the damage that I've done. You know, and you know, it'd be nice to have something to show for it. And, you know, I mean, I'd just encourage people, you know, every time I fight, I get to meet new people and people get to see who I am. You know, that it's funny when people are shocked to meet me or, you know, standoffish, you know, and it's like, you know, I'm just me, you know,
the cuddly bear.
Introduce yourselves. Yeah. I want to bump people. Encourage people and just try to give back to this life, you know.
I dig it, man. I definitely dig it. I definitely applaud the positivity. You know, there's not enough of it going around. And I had the pleasure of interviewing Justin Gaethje, and I mean, he was a super humble guy. You know, seems like he has a really good head on his shoulders. Do you you ever spar Great. With him now?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, what's that like?
Oh, dude, I will say he's not, when I go with Gaethje, he's a guy that I literally have to be on my toes. It's funny how much smaller he is, but I can honestly say he has hit me as hard as any heavyweight has before. I mean, dude,
really?
his overhand right is, and dude, it's something. So,
yeah, he's got some power for sure. He definitely has some power.
Yeah, going with him, I can't take him, that's for sure.
Okay, so your record, you're 12-3 thus far in your pro career. And I noticed something when I was looking at your record. You have this evenness to it, right? You have 4 wins by KO or TKO, 4 wins by submission, 4 wins by decision, and 3 losses, 1 by KO, TKO, 1 by submission, and 1 by decision. Is this intentional? Are you intentionally trying to even out your stats to appear well-rounded?
Man, you're the first person that's ever brought that up, and yeah, I never even thought about that. Yeah, right now. That's hilarious.
It just kind of stood out to me when I was just looking at your record, and it just popped out like the even numbers, and I was like, whoa, I don't think I've ever seen that. It's right. Like everything's 33%. You have a 33% chance of winning either way.
So, right. Heck yeah.
Yeah, I just thought that was interesting. But let's talk about your opponent, Blagoy Ivanov. I mean, the dude is tough as nails. He's Bulgarian, and he came into the World Series, won the belt, and, you know, he's a handful for anybody. So what are your thoughts on him? What do you think of the guy? What do you know about him? What have you seen on tape that you think might be an opening for you to exploit?
Yeah, I honestly don't think that there really are openings with him, you know? I mean, he's a Sambo master, black belt in judo, and I mean, he's actually really good on his feet. you know, and I mean, for me, I just think, you know, man, I'm just going to go out there and just do what I do, you know. I'm going to move, I'm going to use angles, you know. I think that there's very few heavyweights that move like me, you know, and actually use footwork to set things up, and, you know, so I'm, man, like every fight, you know, I'm going to go out there and try to drop them, you know, and that's always the game plan, but we'll see how it fares out, you know?
Yeah, I dig it, man. How's the weight cut been for this? Do you cut any weight at all, or you just get to, are you one of those heavyweights that just, that's not a thing? Like, you don't have to cut to heavyweight?
No, I mean, for my last fight, I want to say, I weighed in at 261, but my scale at home was a little heavier, so the day I probably floated about 3 pounds. So I woke up, I want to say, around 266, 266 and a half, and didn't want to take any chances, you know, so I ate my breakfast and pretty much nothing else until that night. And when I got on the scale, I was 261, so I was pretty shocked at what that was. And yeah, I mean, now I got my diet under control and just been training my butt off. Saturday I was 250.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
So okay. Just continuing to train and just, you know, for me, just ready for this five rounder if it winds up going five rounds.
Okay. Know, so have you made like specific changes to your diet?
I have. I got a company, Pro Meal Prep. They've been making my food for me, and it's pretty much meat, vegetables, and good source of carbs in every meal. So, yeah, it makes it plain and simple for me. Just wake up, pull it out of the fridge, and zap it for 2 minutes and eat it, you know. So,
okay. And do you notice a difference? Do you notice a difference in your performance in the gym?
Man, 100%. Even Trevor Whitman was telling me today that, you know, he's impressed with how much more I'm moving, you know, and he's like, honestly, Josh, I think it has a lot to do with, you know, the 20 pounds you've taken off. So that's, yeah, I feel better at this weight.
You know, awesome.
I feel the best, you know, I'd say between 240 and 250, and, you know, for me, it's the tough thing is I am a heavyweight and I love to eat, so it's all about discipline, and man, you got to be disciplined not just in the gym, but that's what we put in our mouths too, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So I gotta ask, what is it like training with Trevor Whitman? You know, the guy's he's a legend. He's trained so many champions.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, people really don't know. Yeah, it's very rare when you find someone like Trevor who not just has the, you know, the knowledge, but it's footwork. You know, that repeat in a way that you understand. I've always said Trevor's like taking 5, 6, 7 from someone else. So that's, I don't know. He's the reason Justin Rinn and I moved up here from Colorado, or from Texas to Colorado, you know. So, I just try to get in as much time as I can with him.
That's right. You're pretty good friends with Justin Rinn, right?
Yeah, he was the best man in my wedding. I was the best man in his wedding. Yeah, he's best friend, so.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Have you ever been over to Africa with him, with the pygmies and all that?
Man, I have not.
Is that something you are interested in, or you kind of want to stay away from the dysentery, or?
Man, it's, I mean, to me, it's funny because, you know, and I love to give back and, you know, and just serve people. And I was actually chatting with Justin's dad about it the other day, and he was asking if I'd ever go. And, you know, to be honest, I would go. You know, and that's Justin can tell you, my wife can tell you, I'm the biggest baby when it comes to bugs, from spiders to roaches to stinking mosquitoes, whatever. I'm like, drives me nuts, you know. And but it's to me, it's funny what you would do for someone else, you know. And that's there's no doubt in my mind that I could go camping and the bugs could be sick and I wouldn't have a very good time at all. But if I was over there with a purpose and, you know, to help and to love and encourage other people, then, yeah, 100%, then, you know, more than likely the bugs probably wouldn't even affect me, you know, really at all. So it's definitely a possibility, you know, and for me, just hearing Justin's story, you know, how he went over there for a year, you know, one of the biggest problems is people going over there trying to show up, and you know, they show up for a week or two and pretty much just make a mess and then they leave and never come back home. You know, it's almost like the trip was more to pat themselves on the shoulder to make them feel better about themselves, you right. know, and then they wind up leaving a bigger mess than how it was before they came, you know. And just kind of hearing that, you know, definitely if I ever made a decision to go over there, I would definitely follow their lead and just be smart, you know, with whatever I do, just because I don't want to cause any harm, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, let me ask you this. Where would you say your nickname ranks amongst all of MMA's nicknames and the MMA rankings as far as nicknames? Where would you rank yours?
Oh man, I mean, to be honest, you know, anyone who knows me, they know I'm modest and I'm not cocky, but I found the perfect nickname for me, I would say, you know. So I mean, when it comes to me, you know, that's not everyone can be the cuddly bear, you know. It doesn't fit all descriptions, you know, but for me, I think it's number one when it comes to describing Josh Copeland. So
okay, I dig it, man. Well, hey, I definitely appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule. I know you got a big title fight coming up. You got a big, you know, a big event, a lot to train for, a lot to think about. So I definitely appreciate you taking out the time. Do you have any sponsors you want to thank or give a shout out to? Any people to mention?
Man, I have a bunch of sponsors, you know, and anyone and everyone can go check them out on my Twitter. And I'm very reluctant to mention names because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings just because I don't have my sheet in front of me.
Yeah,
you know, so. But man, anyone can go check them out on my Twitter or Facebook and all that.
What's your Twitter handle?
It's Josh Cuddly Bear.
Josh Cuddly Bear. Cuddly Bear, true to form. I definitely appreciate you. You're a true gentleman. And good luck to you, man. Best wishes.
Jaddy, thank you. I'll do my best.
Yes, sir. You have a good night.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye. So there you have it. Josh Copeland. The Cuddly Bear fighting for the heavyweight title at the World Series of Fighting 31. His opponent, Blagoy Ivanov, the tough Bulgarian who's 13-1. Tune in. We'll see what happens June 17th. Until then, I'm Eddie Mercado. Have a good one.